Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Raji Love. I sure am. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Raji Love?
I am doing great thus far. You know, day is going. Again, y'all, we are also, well, we were surprisingly joined by Miss Mahogany yesterday. We wasn't expecting it, but, you know, again, not expecting it today. But if it happens, then she'll let us know. But you all know, just keep praying, and her family and all of us. But, you know, we're going to go on with the show as best as we can. You know, today it was on my mind because, yeah, we did talk about some of this, you know, prior to us getting on the phone, you know, on the radio with y'all. Me and Miss Kiki had a conversation. And I'm going to just bring it on over here, child, so we can, you know, enlighten some of y'all folks because some of y'all may not have known, just like I did not know about some things that we're about to start talking about. But first, we're going to talk about this whole blackout. Yes. Now, see, I'm not one of those people that have one of those kind of phones that people can actually send stuff to that I can pull up and open up and, you know, unleash stuff in the phone. Because, yes, mine is only, you know, text and calling because that's the kind of phone I got. So don't judge me. Don't judge me. So when, of course, you know, telling people this, when they kept sending me those email, I mean, those links and things about the whole long passages and whatnot, yeah, they had to send it, you know, where they were basically, you know, typing everything because they couldn't share what was actually being shared, you know. And I hate that from Miss Kiki because she had did that for me. She did it for me about four times, child, and I only asked her for it once, but she sent it four times. So I'm like, yeah. But for all of y'all that have not heard, yes, there is a thing called the black.
Well, they don't want social media to. They don't want us nobody to talk about it. That's why it was sent like that.
Well, I mean, but how else can I spread the word? I mean, I can't spread. I can't. You know, if I can't talk about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much not what they wanted to be done.
See, this all stuff that's done in the dark.
Yeah, that's why it's called the blackout. And not the blackout event that was done by YouTube either.
That was another thing, but okay. Well, since they don't want us to talk about that, then I can at least say this, okay? Yeah. There are quite a few black-owned banks. Hello? No, I can say that, can't I?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we can.
Okay, because if y'all tell me I can't say that, then I ain't talking to black people no more. I ain't talking to y'all no more. Don't ask nothing, because I don't know nothing. Let me stop. But there are a lot of black-owned banks that I'm seeing, you know, lit up on this thing that I'm looking at. I am on blackoutcoalition.org. And it's a link that I just basically, when I actually went on to, you know, Google search and typed in black banks. And this was one of the links that actually popped up. It's basically a map that highlights some, you know, some areas of where you can find black-owned banks and credit unions. And
can you send me that link to Rajula?
I sure can. And there are the ones, now I'm not sure if this is just all of them completely, because it seems like it might just be general, but it is a lot of ones that, you know, that are highlighted in the Atlanta area. There's like a total of four that I'm seeing. And there's, let me see, I can call out the names to them. There's one that's called the Omega Psi Phi Credit Union. That's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. There is the One Choice Credit Union, which is Atlanta, Georgia.
So there's black credit unions, too?
Hello. And there's Credit Union of Atlanta, which is also in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes. And then there is First Choice Credit Union. Wait, I just said that one. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong one. There we go. There is Citizens Trust Bank, which is a bank, y'all. A bank. Of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, ma'am. And now let me move on over to Miss Kiki's neck of the woods, shot in Louisiana. Now, of course, these are still not mostly in New Orleans, but there is one in New Orleans called Liberty Bank. And then there is the Liberty Bank in Baton Rouge, Louisiana also, yes.
But, so no credit union, no black credit unions in New Orleans?
No. There is also the One United Bank in Louisiana also, but that looks like it's towards the Shreveport area from what I could tell on the map. But yeah.
So I got to use the credit union in Atlanta, those three black credit unions. Okay.
And, yes, and, of course, you know, they got the Texas area. A lot of them throughout the South Side, you know, they got them sprinkled throughout the Midwest, you know, then it gets over to California. There's even one in Washington State. There is One United Bank in Washington State. So One United is national. Hello.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm like, yeah, One United, y'all are getting ready to come up, honey, because y'all are national, so people can use y'all in different areas. That's how we So, yeah, I'm going to send you that link, and plus I'll post it in the episode so people can click on it and like it and do whatever they want to do with it. And, you know, and there I'm going to sit that there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just sit it right there.
You know, just sit it right there. Since I can't talk about stuff, I'm going to just sit it there and let y'all do it. But what I do want to talk about, though, and, you know, pertaining to that, though, is that conversation that me and you had about the whole 30% thing about where, you know, if you start putting a dollar a day in the bank and it, you know, in 5 years or 10 years or however long it goes to a million. Now, can you please, you know, educate us again on that? Because, yes, that piqued my interest big time when I was hearing this conversation, because I'm like, you know what, a dollar a day, you know, I can probably afford that myself if that's going to give me $1 million in 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, actually, how it goes, because I had to relook it up, it's $1 the first week, $2 the second week, $3 the third week. By the end of the year, by after the 52 week, you'll put $52 in. And with the percentage rate that you get in there, then after 5 years, you'll become a millionaire.
But that's still composing, you know, compounding a dollar extra per week that you're depositing.
No, it's actually a dollar the first week. You have to put $2 the second week. You have to put $3 the
right.
week, and so on and so forth.
That's what I'm saying. So, but for every week to follow, you're adding an additional dollar to that amount that you're depositing.
Correct.
Okay. So by the end of, 5 years, yeah, you might be depositing about $1,000 in that bank.
Right, correct.
So I'm like, well, actually, more than that. So if you can afford that, yes, okay, then yeah. Because I was just thinking, because the other way it was sounding a little bit too good to be true, kind of. Because I'm like, but even if you do just the way that we were talking about, you can still yield a good return off of that type of investment, I would say. Because what we were saying is if you take that same type of account, if you can explain to them what that account is, because I can't remember. I was trying to look it up real quick, but I can't remember.
An interest-bearing account you can get interest on, yeah.
An interest-bearing account. There we go. And you got to ask people about that, because I'm sure that when you first get in an account, they ain't going to just tell you about it, because they ain't going to try to do all of that for people some doggone time. I'm like, I know I've been having my account since Thelma was about to marry eBay, and not one time has the banker told me anything about an interest-bearing account. So you got to ask. And when you ask, tell them we sent you. So in doing that, now I was also thinking, like I said, you know, however much money you can add in there per week or every 2 weeks when you get paid or however long, you know, even if you don't follow that pattern to, you know, garner that type of thing or whatnot, you know, whatever you can put into that account, it's going to still compound the interest on it, you know, and that can still yield a great return or whatever, should I say. Sorry. So that's what interested me in that, because I'm like, I know, you know, I can't say that I'm going to be doing $1, then $2, and then five, you know, however much, you know, by the end of the year, it's like then you'll still be up to depositing 100 and 200 and then 500 and something. I'm not going to promise that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. But, you know, I can say that, you know, once I get that account open, I could probably put $20 in there every week or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that I can say. But up until then, yes, we're going to do what we can do, because that can definitely put some more money into people's pockets. And hopefully, if y'all are listening, you know, that'll put a lot more money into the economy that we can actually start benefiting from again like we once were, you know. But it's like a lot of times, you know, you start thinking about these people that be taking all of this money out of the economy and not want to put it back in there, and then get mad at people for asking for raises and stuff. But then it's like at the same time, even if you get a raise, everything else goes up. So the raise really don't benefit you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in lieu of all of that, yes, we need to start really doing better with saving money and putting money back into our own accounts and really supporting our people sometimes, you know, a lot of the times, because we need an even playing field. When we get an even playing mm-hmm. field, then it's like, yeah, a lot more things can happen, definitely. So that's my contribution to this blackout cause, I'm going to say it. Okay, but whatever else that y'all decided to do, I can't tell you about it because I don't know about it, because I can't see it. And if I can't see it, then I can't say it. And if I can't say it, then I can't help you. Sorry. I digress. Yeah, so now that we've talked about that as much as we could and can't, you know, we're going to keep it moving swiftly and professionally. Now, I'm going to go back onto Facebook for something really quickly because that's where I was headed. Now, I saw some pictures of my brother and his family, and they were all dressed in, I guess, what we consider to be African attire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is in New Orleans, so I got to ask you, what events were going on in New Orleans where people are dressing like this, girl? Because I'm like, I haven't heard anything about what was truly going on, and he hasn't posted anything about where they actually were. He's just posted pictures of how cute they looked, so.
I don't know, but the dashiki look people are buying like crazy now.
Yeah, but they're actually wearing them all together like they went somewhere, Chad. I'm like, that's the only time you wear those things like that, and then they all look alike. Well, the dashikis themselves look, well, let me say, my brother and his son have the dashiki that looks alike, and then they look like the dresses that my sister-in-law and my niece are wearing. So they look like they bought that collectively to go somewhere. Well, we need to figure out what's going on so people can tell us about it. But, you know, moving right on along, child. Now, I know those of you all who have been keeping up with the whole thing about what, oh my goodness, I can't even say this guy's name, but hold up. I'm sorry. Because I've been saying, and it's like when I don't write stuff down, see, this is what I deal with. Alton Sterling. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
His funeral was a few days ago, and I'm like, now see, call me crazy, but I've never been one to basically want to take pictures and see people in a casket. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, far less posted on Facebook, you know, and mm-hmm. or social media. That's never been my thing. And it's like some people do that, and, you know, for what it's worth, that's, you know, do you, but I don't truly want to see, you know, people in caskets when I'm scrolling by. You know, that's just me. It's depressing to see that for the most part, but at the same time, it's just like, again, for me, when I see people in caskets, I even wonder if that's truly what they even looked like when they were alive. Because a lot of times when I see people in caskets, no matter how great of a job, as they say, that the undertakers did and the coroners did, well, the people did to take care of the body and whatnot and trying to restore it or whatever, they don't mm-hmm. like themselves.
Right.
So for me personally, for my going, I would just rather have a nice picture of myself, on a frame, have a memorial service and be cremated, because I don't want people to remember their last vision of me laying in a casket not even looking like me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, I don't get why people do that. I really don't. But, his funeral, it was just there. And it's like people are taking these pictures of him and posting them everywhere.
It's horrible.
I don't want to say disrespectful, but...
It is.
Because that's what I'm feeling. I feel like it's a disrespectful thing to be just putting this person's image like that all over the media and just basically using it to what I can see, just a media thing, Let this boy rest
exactly.
in peace. He's already gone. Let him rest in peace. This is not, it's not for us to be seeing this, like I say.
Exactly.
Why? But why do the people do it, girl? Why do they do it? That's what I don't get. Because it's like, when you're seeing it, that's not even what they truly look like, but yet, here we go.
And it's horrible, and it's, because family members and things like that got to see that all over social media. That's not good.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be a sentimental moment, and not for pictures and stuff.
I don't know. It's sad to me. It's kind of like what do y'all get out of that? It's like, really, taking pictures of people in a casket. It's baffling to me. It really is. Like, who was the person that started that foolishness? I don't understand it.
I don't know, but they need to stop. Well, the worst ones are the ones that they try to get them to act like they're lively. But they really did. And they try to put them sitting up, smoking cigarettes, drinking. And they try to make their bodies like that instead of a casket. I think that's horrible, too.
And what about the one when people be setting up scenery at a funeral?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Like, really? Really?
That is horrible.
That's just, now, that's even more ridiculous than taking pictures of people. Why you got a scene set up with this person in it, like, for real? For real, really. There are things, it's just like, that's just too much. That is just entirely too much. That is ratchetry at its worst.
Yes.
It's like, why?
And then with it, alcohol and cigarettes in their hand.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Regardless of what they did with their life.
At a table or something.
Right. Regardless if that's how they lived their life. Fine. But just, their body was just that. Let their soul rest,
I'm like, child, at least let them go in some class. Just put some class in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But, that's the way people are, child. Like I said, ratchetry at its worst.
Now, if somebody that's listening to us actually did something like that for one of their loved ones, shame on you.
Yes, that's just ratchet at its worst. Stop doing that foolishness.
We're not judging or anything, but,
That's just, call me crazy. Call me whatever you want to call me, but I'm just going to say it, child. That's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. it's too, for real. Like, why? How are you turning somebody's body into a display case, for real? That's what it is. It's like that's all people are going to talk about is that the way that y'all got this person. I would not even go into a funeral like that. I'm sorry. I'm just not. It's like if I was that kind of thing, girl, I would turn myself right back around and walk back out that church. Like, y'all can have that. Y'all can have it. Mm-mm. I ain't walking up into no scene with a person that I know is already gone, but sitting up at a table with a cigarette and a drink in their hand. Really? No. No. Mm-mm. I can't. I just can't. I can't. And I ain't going to even say I tried it because I can't. They're going to be like, but you might like it. I'm like, no, but see, in my mind, no, I can't. The way that my body is set up, I just can't. But anyhow, moving on. More stuff in the news. Ooh, just passed by my nice little cousin. Shout out, yes, because I'm doing a Facebook day today. Yes, I am. Okay, now, just being scratching on Facebook, yes, it says, when them thighs come off. Oh, no, ma'am. First of all, you don't look outside looking like this, if that's what you look like that, for real. I'm like, why are you walking outside naked, girl, when your skin is barely clinging onto your body, as it seems? You know, I mean, that's something for closed doors and people that love you, girl. I mean, but everybody don't need to see that like that, for real. That's just not what we're about. Should I unblast them? Should I tell people who that is? Posted that foolishness? Jonathan Mocash Daniels. He posted picture, but it was not of him, I don't think. This is a female, I believe. But then it was shared by none other than your brother.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Blank himself.
Okay.
Yes, that's just crazy. Yes. Now, okay, now, girl, I went to the doctor's office yesterday. I did. To get an update on my blood sugar levels. But that's not what I actually got.
What?
What I got was she was either a doctor or a nurse practitioner or whatever, you know, the case may be. And one of the CNAs, I think she is, asked me what it is that I was coming up in there for. And I was telling her, I said, well, what I'm coming in here for is basically to get, you know, my blood sugar levels checked and also to get a prescription because, you know, I have to, you know, get my medication renewed, basically. And so she was like, okay, well, the lab is actually closed. So I wasn't able to actually even get blood work drawn or anything. Lab work was closed, and so they didn't even take my, you know, the sugar level with my finger, the finger prick or nothing. So basically another person came up in there with I thought was the doctor, but again, she might have been a nurse practitioner. I don't know. And she was asking me, she said, okay, well, what was your numbers like, you know, at your last visit? So I told her, I said, well, my numbers from my last visit were, you know, they were great. You know, I was, my A1C was at a 5.7, you know. My sugar level was at 107, and, you know, my cholesterol was, you know, great. My blood pressure was fine. And so she basically, you know, gave me the breathing test with the thing that you listened to, was the stethoscope. There we go. And also the blood pressure, again, was taken, which was good accordingly. So after I told her that, she was like, okay, so you basically just need a refill on your medication. So I was like, yes, for the most part, but, yeah, I would still like to get my sugar levels, you know, checked or whatnot. She said, well, The other location that we have is in Norcross that actually have a, a lab that can do the blood work. And I'm like, okay, but they're closed on Saturdays. She said, well, they're not necessarily closed on Saturdays, but they just don't, they're not open every Saturday. And I'm like, okay, I know that much, but they're closed today. Trust me, if they were open today, I would have been there and you would not have seen me, but yeah. But they were closed today. So she basically just written, you know, just asked me where would I like my prescription to go to, and I told her where, I, you know, where I've been getting it from, Walmart. And so she gave me the prescriptions. They do it, you know, via, you know, electronic devices now. So all they got to do is hit submit, and, you know, that there it is, bam. And that was it. I'm like, you know, okay, so,
Not what you came for.
Not necessarily, no, because I know I need to get my medication, yes, but I still wanted to know what my levels were, you know, but that requires for me to do it on a day where the Norcross location will be actually open on a Saturday, which, you know, it's not every Saturday, apparently, because they ain't been open for the past two Saturdays. So, and then basically they're saying that I'm going to basically have to take off time from my work to actually go into the doctor's office, which I'm like, you know, we don't all have it like that, you know. So it makes me, it brings me to the question that I told that whole story to say, to ask, whatnot. Why is it that doctor's offices don't have convenient hours for people? You know, they are open at the same time everybody else is at work.
Exactly.
It's like, really, what is it that y'all, you know, I would think it would be a lot more, what's the word, a lot more convenient for people to have a place to go to after work, because people don't like having to take off from work to do these kinds of things, because, A, a lot of times if they're, you know, it, depending on their financial stature there at the job, if they're salary, they might be able to get away with it. But if they're not salary, and if they don't have that great of a standing with the place that they're working, then they don't get paid for that, you know, to take off to to a, an appointment. So it's like, for me,
the people at the doctor's office wants to get out at a reasonable time as well.
But I understand that, but that's, it's like there are certain jobs that are there for purposes of being a service.
That's what the ER is for. You can't make sure your doctor's appointment, ER is open 24 hours.
An ER is open 24 hours, yes, but there's also a lot of fees that go on through an ER that you got to pay for just for the fact of doing what your doctor, your regular doctor, should be able to do, you know? And then it's like you got to wait a long time because, yes, everybody, there are actual emergencies that are coming through in ER. So if you're going in there for just to get a regular checkup from yourself, that's not your regular doctor. You got to wait till a doctor is available. Then you got to go through all of the paperwork that they got for you to fill out because you're not a regular patient. And then you got to go through the process of getting checked by everybody that's in that line and then all the other people that's there with you in that ER who have actual emergencies. They're actually prioritized, you know. So it's like who's – you got to be there for, like, literally at some point hours to get this stuff done. And it's like whereas when you have an appointment set up with your doctor, your personal doctor – you go in, you get work done, and you get taken care of, and it's like you're basically in and out within the hour for the most part, you know? So it's like that's the convenience of having a private doctor or a personal doctor, but at the same time, true enough, they work those kind of schedules, but that's why I said certain places to me should operate in a manner to where they're being convenient for the people that they're doing, you know, that they're working for. It's like, at a hotel.
Well, the doctor's office can give you a doctor's note.
They can give you a doctor's note, true enough, but again, depending on your job that you're working, that's still just time taken off, because you're taking off either early to go to this appointment, or you have to, depending on what time the appointment is, you may have to leave early to go to this appointment. But, again, if you don't have that kind of job, or if you're not there long enough to really, you know, say that I want to use my PTO, you know, whatnot, because I don't have PTO, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't do that. So every time I go to work, I have to be – well, every time I'm scheduled to work, I have to be there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if I don't go, it may be a problem with the agency that I'm with, and it, and definitely it's not going to reflect – it's going to reflect on my check, I'm sorry, because I'm not going to get paid for that time.
Right.
You know, so it's like – and then depending on even the time that I would go, it's like if my appointment is – not scheduled for the like the 8 o'clock when I'm normally supposed to be at work, if my appointment is at 8 o'clock, then I might be able to get back to work, you know, by 9, 9:15, 20, somewhere up in there. But if it's set for 10, then that means, okay, I'm not going to go to work because I got to be there for 8 o'clock. But if I go there, then I'm going to have to go there, say hey, and then leave right back out, which is going to take me another hour to get back to where I just came from, and then be there at that time, and then it's going to take me about another hour or so, well, actually about closer to 2 hours, to get back to where I'm going to work. So that's a whole, what, 4 hours right there, you know? So that's my thing. It's like there's a convenience thing about that particular type of job that you're doing that should be set in place for people. That's why I said it's like working at a hotel. You know, our, we're basically there 24 hours a day at a hotel because of the fact that it's what we do. We have to have somebody there to be able to check in people for whenever the hell they come to check into this hotel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like they can show up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and guess what? Somebody's going to be there to say, what, we can check you in. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the whole convenience of that particular industry. And it's like, for me, that's the way I think a doctor's office should be, not so much the way you have to be there 24 hours, because true, everybody does not work all day long, you know. So it's like at some point, you know, if you can't go in a day in a morning time, then you can go in an evening time. And they should be open. I would say they should be open and taking, you know, not applications, what they call them? What do they call it? Not reservations. Appointments.
Appointments.
Thank you. Appointments. They should be taking appointments all the way up until about 9 o'clock or something, you know, in the evening. I understand, yes, y'all want to get home to y'all, mm. but have people work different shifts just like we do, you know?
Because a lot of the doctors that work in doctors also work in hospitals. So when they leave there, if they don't call, they're going to the hospital. So a lot of them do not just close the office and they're done for the day. Doctors have other schedules, and they work through different
yes.
hospitals as well.
But it's the same thing with the hospitals. If they can rotate their schedules at a hospital, why can't they do it at a private practice? If you got multiple doctors, which most people, I mean, most practices have more than one doctor at a practice. It's like if you go to a place where there's just the one doctor, then you literally have a small window of time to actually see that one doctor, you know?
Correct, correct.
So it's like if you have a practice that's like that, then that sucks on your end. But, you know, a lot of places that are private practices, there's generally more than one doctor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get more doctors to actually go into this private practice with you, then y'all can rotate just like you would at a hospital. That's the way I think it should actually be. Because it's a little – it's one of those industries to where people just should – you should be able to be seen when you truly need them. Now, I get it, like you said, you don't want to be there all day, but and after that, if it's something really truly going on with you, that's generally an emergency that you can go to an emergency room. But
right.
for people that work during the day that can't afford to just try to meet an appointment, that's a
mm-hmm.
lot of people in a city, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people in the city. So it's like I think those hours can definitely help them, and then it'll be beneficial to y'all because y'all can make more money in that practice. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't want to get home to their families.
Everybody
does not want to extra hours.
everybody.
That's why they signed up to work in the doctor's office and not a hospital.
You think those people that work at a hotel at night don't want to be home with their family? Because I know I did when
no,
I...
No, that's what they signed up for. That's what they signed up for. That's what they signed up for. At a doctor's office, they signed up for 9 to 5.
No, people. That's what I'm saying. You sign up to help people. And people need...
No, you signed up for 9 to 5 when you go to a doctor's office.
You signed up to help people. You're supposed to help all in need. And I am one that...
9 to 5.
I can't afford to get there between 9 to 5 because I'm at work. Okay.
You guys take your paid time off or your non-paid time off.
And then on top of that, it's like, yeah, you're only asking us to stay, well, we got to take the time off, and that's time coming out of our check, but then we have to still pay you for that time that we do actually see you. So we're getting hit double time for that kind of stuff. It's like that's very, very inconvenient for people, you know? It sucks. It does. It just sucks.
No, I know a lot of people love when they got that support. They can leave the office. I know a lot of people that love when they have doctor's appointments, they can leave the office.
Yeah, they do, because they can. Some of us just can't. That's what I'm saying. A lot of us just can't. We can't just up and leave. Like, take the people that work at hotels now. There's only one person on a shift at a hotel. You can't say that I'm going to sit up there and just take off, you know, unless you're going to just take off your whole 8-hour day. Now, if you happen to have, again, vacation time or... Because I'm trying to think. I haven't had a PTO, you know. Let me not even get into it because, again, I haven't been working at it full time, but some of them do. But at the same time, they still don't have PTOs because of the benefits that they're taking from people in that industry. Again, that's the industry. But if you have to take off a shift or do whatever to come in late because you can't, miss the appointment that you got for the doctor, but at the same time, you have to have the appointment because you need to do these things. You can't take off the time from work because, well, you can, but you're going to be missing it, should I say, to say the least. Well, it's like, yeah, it just sucks. It's just not cute. It ain't right. If you ask me, they really should find a way to make that a little bit more convenient because to me that's what it's about. It's about being convenient for the people that's actually supporting that practice because that's exactly what it is. Without patients, your practice will go under. If you get, you know, give them a bigger, more options out here, you'll have more patients, trust me. Dude, I wish I could find somebody that I could go to, you know, for the time that I don't actually have to be at work because I have to work. And then I got to pay you, too? Shoot, that's just, like I said, that's a double whammy. And not only am I getting, you know, my hours deducted, but then the same amount of money that I'm getting taken out of my check that way, I got to pay you for just the visit. You know? So, yeah. That's the end. They really need to do better than that. They do. That's the way I feel about it.
Well, I don't think that they're there to accommodate just the people that work 9 to 5. There's people that work shift hours as well.
But that's why I think.
And then a doctor knows, just like in court, you from going to the doctor, even jobs, work, anything, because just like in a court case, if someone says, well, I know for a fact this person, something happened, and you put a professional such as a doctor on the stand, it overweights everything. And so that's why they feel that at a doctor's office you can come and no job, no nothing can tell you anything because that's a doctor's appointment. So,
but that's the thing. They're not going to tell you anything about it. They're just not going to pay you for it. The only time they will pay you for going to, they can pay you for going to court if it's,
jury duty.
Jury duty, thank you. Jury duty is the only time they pay you for going to court, which I think is fair because, hell, if you're going to court for something that you did, then you deserve it. So, yeah, that's your own time, if you ask me. So you got to show up. So, yeah, you got to take the time off. It's being deducted from your check because of something you did. Okay, that's all what it is. But a doctor's appointment is something that people need to have in their lives, especially when there's a medication that they need to keep taking, but you're only getting so many refills on it or whatnot. Plus, you got to keep everything that's going on with your body monitored. So it's something that you need. It's kind of like going to jury duty, if you ask me. Now, if we can get paid for going to doctor's visits and appointments, all we would need is, like they say, to get that excused absence like we had in school. They would excuse that from school, but you can't use that to get, you know, to put money back on your check, because they're not going to do that. If you don't have, like I said, the PTOs in place that you can take from, or using your vacation day or something to take from to put that back on your check, you know? But it's like, okay, so why is it that a doctor can't stay open? I mean, they close their offices at 6. Why can't they close at 8, you know? Why can't they close at 9 o'clock? I mean, because a lot of people can definitely benefit from that. And I understand, like you said, that they want to basically do whatever it is that they want to do also. But that's why, like I said, if you got multiple doctors, why can't you rotate that? You having multiple doctors for. And true enough, they got people that can go during the daytime, which is why I said, okay, yes, those people can go. So you got two options. Either you can go before work for some people, or you can go after work for some people. And that's the whole options thing, because not all of us can go during a 9-to-5 time when we have to actually be to work in order to get paid. And hopefully it doesn't look bad to our people, you know, to say, well, he always got these appointments going on. He always got this going on. He always got that going on, so we can't use him, you know?
Correct. But some people are like that. They, you know, use up a lot of their days going to different doctors. And
yeah.
If you work, I mean, the same day, so you don't have to do that. But some people don't. Some people spread every visit they have throughout the month so they can get those extra days off and extra time off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a catch-22.
There's always a catch for those people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm like, yeah, but for a person like myself, when I make a doctor's appointment, it's because I need to go. Trust. I'm not trying to just say I'm going to a doctor, because I don't like going to doctors if I don't have to. Shoot.
Right.
I'm like, yes. So if I'm making an appointment, it's because I actually have to go. But that's just me. I digress. All righty then, y'all. We're going to just take this and just leave it at that, shot. Again, you know what? I'm going to leave the link for the Black-owned bank map is what I'm calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to also say, you know, again, join us next week, you know, because we're going to be here still, at least that I know of, at least for right now, I can say, you know, because I'm like, it just depends on the flow of things where we may be actually taking next week off. Next weekend off. I'm not sure yet, unfortunately, because, you know, we're going to be doing some traveling for the time being. But, again, if it happens, I'm sorry, we'll be back the following weekend. But, you know, as of right now, I don't know. So just stay tuned, and we will definitely, you know, let y'all know something, either on Facebook or just, you know, talking to you directly if you're a listener. So, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what's going on. Don't act like y'all don't know what's going on. So, you know, it is what it is.
If you don't know what's going on, listen to today's show. If you're listening live today, and it'll give you what actually will be going on this week and kind of give you an explanation.
That's right. That's what may be going on next weekend. So, yes, listen to yesterday's show and today's show. But until then, y'all, we'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.